We are up on the weekend, and we're eager to get it started. We do have a little bit of rain heading our way, which may make a trip to the movie theater or maybe a streaming show, something that you want to embrace, as we always do. We welcome in our movie guru, the czar of the cinema, the man who has access to the biggest stars, Greg Russell, Movie Show Plus, and joined, as always, by Dana Clark. Good morning to you both.
Hey, happy Friday.
Hey, Dana. Hi,
amen to that. I want to get your suggestions, Greg and Dana. I know you want to get to that, too. But, the lead story today on all the morning shows is what happened on the set of Alec Baldwin's new film, Rust. Apparently, a weapons accident, a prop gun went off, killing the cinematographer on the film and wounding the director. Did you know Joel Souza? Have you ever interviewed him before, Greg, the director on this picture that is now apparently in critical condition?
No, never got a chance to interview him, but, talked to Alec Baldwin many times. And, he always, a fun guy and all like that. And I kept thinking, I can only imagine what's going through his head right now. Because if you think back, many years ago, same thing happened on a set. With I think it was Jet Li, what a Bruce
Brandon
Lee's
Lee.
Sons.
Brandon Lee.
Yep, he was on a set. Remember, the same thing happened where it was a prop gun, but if you get still too close, boom, something happens like that, and that it's just terrible. I mean, I like I said, I can't imagine what they're all going through right now. I mean, on all sides, the people who got killed or the person who died. And even on, Alex's side, where, like I said, of course, it was a terrible, terrible accident.
Since Brandon Lee's death, there have been strict protocols and rules about the use of even prop firearms. I mean, they have this thing called the Weapons Master, and that before a scene, they don't release those guns to the actors until they're ready to shoot. The minute the scene is over, they take those weapons back from the actors. This also happened after John Eric Hexum was playing around with a prop gun years ago in the early 80s and shot himself in the head, not realizing the concussive force of even a blank. So what I can't understand, though, is how the director and the cinematographer ended up in the line of fire. If this was an accident, a misfire that happened before the scene was being shot. And hopefully we'll learn more. And I know there's all kinds of precautions that will be taken. But, what a horrible, horrible thing to have happen. Let's move to brighter topics here, and that is that one of the thickest sci-fi books I've ever seen, Dana Clark, is made into a movie. And that always makes me nervous.
Right. I haven't read this one, but...
Well, the movie is probably about as thick as the book. It even tells you at the beginning, Dune, basically chapter one, or episode one. And it's 2 hours and 40 minutes, Guy. So be prepared to get two boxes of popcorn out there at the Imagine Theater, and get ready. It's a fascinating film to watch. I mean, again, beautifully shot, following the story of a young man who was born into this family where his destiny, for the most part, is already picked for him, to be the leader. And all of a sudden, there's almost like a somewhat civil war, as that takes place, where now he has to fight against this one group of people who just want to overtake him and his group.
Let's hear the trailer.
My planet Arrakis is so beautiful when the sun is low. Rolling over the sands, you can see spice in the air. The outsiders ravage our lands in front of our eyes. Their cruelty to my people is all I've known. What's to become of our world?
And they're looking for spice, as we mentioned, which is weird.
Right.
It's not a spice, though, right? It's something special?
It's basically, some type of spice. I mean, that is there, and it's worth a lot of money, or it is money. It is their, currency. And all I kept thinking of is, boy, Rita and I are millionaires with all the spices we collect here in our kitchen.
Right.
Put me into that world. You want some cumin? Here you go.
Well, it's two young actors that are about to become big stars in that film. And it'll be interesting to see the trajectory of their career. The other one that is coming to Netflix is Night Teeth. And when I saw the title, Dana, all I could think of is my grandfather putting his in the glass at night.
Oh, boy. So scary. Remember that used to freak you out when you were a kid?
Yes.
Now it's like, oh, no big deal.
And you always wanted to put them in your own mouth, you know, for a moment.
Right.
No.
I never thought that.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I'm the only one. Yeah, right.
You're the only one.
Well, so tell us about it, because I'm sure it's not about that.
No. It's all about, there's this guy who's a chauffeur who winds up picking up these two lovely ladies who happen to be vampires. Yay! And they want to, of course, take over the world. And so he winds up driving them around to all the different clubs they want to go to. Now, the driver's brother happens to be on the other side, the guys who want to, you know, destroy the vampires. So he's kind of caught in the middle because the two vampire ladies like him, but they want to get everyone else. It's your, you know, definitely get ready for a Halloween movie, and thank goodness it's on Netflix. So, like I always say, that means it's free. So if you've got
free.
You may want to check it out. I mean, it's got a lot of funny parts in it, and it's one of those where, as we always say, hey, you got some free time, you got an hour and a half, go ahead and check it out.
Well, it also reminds us how important it is to properly adjust your neck rest in your car, because you got to protect your neck when you're driving with vampires.
Very
important. Hey, I always ask you what you're looking forward to. I was just reminded of a film with Michigan ties that I think looks really cool. Will Smith in King Richard, about Richard Williams, who, of course, mentored his daughters Serena and Venus in the world of tennis. Have you done any pre-work on that, and what do you hear about it?
I haven't done anything yet with it. I know we will in a couple of weeks. But to my understanding, it's a good movie. I mean, Will Smith has always been, I guess you could say, always done, a great job in most of the things that he's been in. And this one, of course, the big story on Serena and Venus Williams, which really is a great American story about, there are these kids who came from very humble beginnings who grew to become the champions of their sport. So, yeah, definitely looking forward to that one for sure.
Well, and the story starts in Saginaw, right, Dana? These were Michigan prodigies.
Mm-hmm. Can't wait to see that one. And also, Greg, did you see The Last Duel? How is that flick? Looks very interesting.
Well, I didn't see it, but from my understanding now, from the reports and everything I've seen, it has kind of like been getting blasted. People are going, what was up with Ben Affleck and Matt Damon? Why did they pick this? I think it's because it was one of those, it's another very long movie. And it takes place during nighttime. When I say night, I'm talking about nights with a K, not with the N to start, but something like that. And it just didn't hold anyone's attention. So that's another one where maybe
looks very gladiator-ish.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
If that's a word.
Long. So if that's the case, you may just want to wait till that comes to streaming, because at least then you can put it on pause and put more ice in your glass.
Greg, you know me way too well.
It helps sometimes to get through these movies.
It does. Any sleeper hits out there we need to be aware of that we have talked about over the past weeks?
Coming up next week, there's one called Last Days. I believe that's the correct title. Last Days of Soho, which takes place in England. And that one's really, or Last Night in Soho. There we go. And the thing is, it's Diana Rigg's last movie. You remember her, of course, when we were growing up from the Avengers. And that was another funny thing, guy. I saw it the other day. And when we came out, I told everybody, I said, wow, that was Diana Rigg. I said, man, oh, man, back in the day, she was on the show. And they're looking at her thinking, well, she just looks like my grandma. And so I pulled up pictures from the Avengers. And they're going, really? I said, yes. That's why during COVID, seriously, I ordered the entire series. So I've got all the Diana Rigg versions or episodes of the Avengers here at my house.
With Patrick McNee, and that was a very avant-garde series. Very cool to watch, and it holds up well even now. Greg, Dana, have a wonderful weekend. Thanks for sharing your thoughts. We'll look forward to seeing you at the theater.